what they say is essentially the first, but I thought of it this way. I said, let me talk about this at three levels. First, procedurally, where are we? Secondly, substance, what is the agreement all about? Thirdly, where do we go from here?
Right.
Procedurally, we have made very major progress during the month of October. The difficulties arose by the fact that Hanoi was determined to get us to sign an agreement before the election. Well, let's say before November 1st.
Yeah, that's good.
They kept saying they were determined, and therefore they always insisted on some deadlines.
That's right.
We gave them a series of deadlines, hoping that everything would be worked out. 95% of it is worked out. Over 90% of it is worked out, and the major shape of the agreement is done. However, there are a number of problems that still remain to be settled. First, and I'll just mention them, I'll say first, we would like to bring the international machinery into being on the day the ceasefire is signed, because we have overwhelming intelligence that the other side is planning major activities for 2 days afterwards, and it's conceivable even that the Saigon side would.
Yeah,
or that at any rate that
the other side would result in bloodbath.
And that there'd be a bloodbath.
So we're trying to avoid that.
We're trying to avoid the bloodbath. So the first is a question not of principle, but of timing. How can we get the international machinery into the future? Second issue has been that in the Pham Van Dong interview, which he gave in violation of our agreement to secrecy, he mentioned that there's an agreement to have elections within 6 months. There is no such agreement. And therefore, we felt that this had to be clarified to make sure that there were no misunderstandings. Thirdly, there were some cases where the Vietnamese language seems to produce a different translation than the English. We wanted to get those straightened out. And then there are a whole lot of subsidiary issues, such as rewriting the document so that four parties can sign it rather than two, as Hanoi proposed. Now, our view has been that this could all be done at one session. The President has made several appeals to Prime Minister Pham Van Dong, in which he assured him that communication to the Prime Minister Pham Van Dong. So I
sent several messages.
I said, therefore, let us get this thing into perspective. We have, the President has consistently said that he is not governed by any arbitrary deadlines. The only consideration for the President is the Zarai agreement.
Why don't you, if I can say there, that the most important thing is the right agreement, and setting an arbitrary deadline might jeopardize the right agreement. We've got a right agreement just as soon as we can.
Then I will say, now let me review the essential elements of this agreement so that you can see that it's absolutely consistent with what the President said on May 8th. And then I'll review
the... You aren't able to say, are you, that you want conditional reassurances with regard to MIAs and Laos and Cambodia?
No,
we got that stuff up.
We got that.
That's done. Okay.
Then I will say that the
state of the person,
65 would be in effect until the formation of a government to be elected through free and democratic elections. The present administration will be maintained along with the internal and external relations.
But I think if you could, you could say that, they admit it, but it was clear. You say the president, that the president's condition has always been that we will not agree to a coalition government with the communists. And this, and this agreement is one that rejects that principle. A coalition government. Third, this is an agreement in which the United States is not making a deal with an army of enemies without the full participation of and consultation with the government of South Vietnam. And that we're doing, they have a veto. We're talking about participation, participation, gentlemen. And that is, and that we, and that has to go forward, and that we are, what I'm getting at is this, that we could, you in about three sentences could knock down criticisms. And then finally, the thing that the president has emphasized in message after message to me is make the right agreement without regard to when it comes. It can come before the election. The important thing is not whether it comes before or after the election, but it be the right agreement and make it as the right agreement. We want the right agreement at the right time.
At the earliest time.
Yeah, the earliest times. But the most important thing is not when, but that it be right. That this has been a long war, and we do not want the purpose. We are not going to have the sacrifices the American people to prevent the imposition of a communist government in South Vietnam to be done in vain, to have been in vain. I'd just get a little of that purple rhetoric, if you could. That would be extremely helpful with the great danger we have here is that with them blowing, who knows? The great danger is that they look like we're getting suckered, you know, and I don't know how to legalize it.
No, the great danger is that by the end of next week, McGovern will go around and say, you blew the best chance for peace that has ever existed.
Yes, oh, you mean that they don't come back to the table?
Well, they may not come back now until after the election in order to make sure you, I don't think they'll come now next week. I think we have to be realistic. I think now they're playing for all the marbles. They're going to try to knock you out.
What are we going to do about that? I'm not talking about publicly, I'm talking about privately. Oh, they're going to play that kind of a game. There ain't going to be no agreement after the election.
But I think we should give them 1 week after the election to come back. And if they don't, we should, we'll just blitz them again. Now, should I say...
How are you going to say what the situation is? You can say that the... I think you should say that the statements, the statements over the lot by the opposition have frankly made our task far more difficult.
But I think what I can say, I can kill completely the argument that we could have had this deal 4 years ago.
Good.
Because the Hanoi statement says that on October 8th, for the first time, they made a very important new initiative which accepted our proposal. So I'll just play off that one.
You better put the bombing back on over the 20th, and they're going to play games like this.
I wouldn't do it yet, because they may have had the following problem, Mr. President. They may have told their cadre to be ready for a ceasefire by this weekend. They may have
what
no opportunity.
That's the option. We can't just sit here and be in foxhole, begging to bring in, begging to the North Vietnamese to come back to the table and offering the terror and the bombing. I mean, I looked to hear, you know, an 88 sorties yesterday.
Yeah, well, we can step up the sorties up to the 20th.
I'll do that. See, but the problem I see is our bargaining position, maybe sorties, they're not going to force whatever.
things, if we haven't heard from them, we go north of the 20th again until they go back to the conference table.
Sure.
But I would do it now before November 8th.
I think that's true. What I'm getting at is, when you say that they are now going to say that, that the governor's going to say we blew the chance for peace, that's a very goddamn dangerous thing for him to say. He doesn't know whether they're going to come back or not.
No, he won't be able to say it until the weekend after this.
He will.
And, see, I thought my briefing should be very conciliatory towards Hanoi. We should say that,
not soft.
Not soft.
I remember that would kill us here.
No, no, I mean conciliatory in the sense we have 90% of the agreement done. We will not be.
Why don't you just say that in terms of the election, see, that's what they're going to zero in on. And that's going to be before or after election. The election is not a consideration. The main thing is the right agreement we can get and so forth.
That's it.
What I'm getting at is that I don't want us to get in the position. I mean, I would try to anticipate the government doing something before the election.
Of course, another thing they could do is come back next week and demand that we sign that.
Well, I think it's pretty projected that we're going to get the rest of the time.
No, I think that
the ARB people were around.
Well, it's really amazing. Both Vietnamese are nuts. I got in touch with Q during the night. Now that the other jet blown, he's perfectly rational again. And he says we can say that. They were just a few points that he was in agreement with us. It's just a minor point of clarification.
Is that right? Henry, it's going to be settled, in my opinion.
Mr. President, by December 1st, it's going to be settled.
It's going to be settled. The point is, the DRD people, they may be able to have control of them too. Hanoi may not have the control that we thought.
I think their problem was, Mr. President, that they had their cadres strung out into these in exposed positions with no means of communication with them.
On the bombing, you simply say, what happened in the bombing? Well, the president has always said that when substantial progress was made with the bombing, you will know, General, we are continually waning. I could tell you.
Okay, now, the next question, what I wanted to ask you, Mr. President, should I say that we offered to have one more meeting with them to clean up the text and that then we would reduce the bombing?
Reducing the bombing is total dynamite for us here. You said that privately, but if you say it here publicly, it kills us. It utterly kills us. The reduction of the bombing and the bombing halt, even the November 20th, I mean the 20th parallel thing was harmful. But just don't say it on the bombing. I would not say any more on that. You said that privately. Don't say it publicly. It'll kill us, utterly kill us. It's very, very bad. All the other things, though, just get up there. I'd be confident. I mean, you could be confident. You could try as hard as you can, but you could be conciliatory to our Hanoi, but I would treat my governor and his people with utter contempt.
Oh, yes.
You've got to, Henry. They've got to be slow. They have made the task of negotiating much more difficult.
Well,
can you say something like that?
I can certainly say.
That we couldn't have gotten 4 years ago. You don't make it too complicated.
No, I can say this agreement we couldn't have gotten 4 years ago, and we couldn't have gotten it 4 months ago.
And you could point out to us there, this is the government's plan, my chairman. First, it has an absolute guarantee with regard to a ceasefire, with regard to getting back our prisoners. Second, it provides for a ceasefire, he just right. Third, it provides for continued help to the government of Vietnam. Fourth, it provides for withdrawal from Cambodia and Laos. Anything but your next question, General. I guess you're right. This is peace with honor rather than peace with surrender. Did you use that term?
Absolutely. It is the honorable peace that the President has
said. And it's consistent with his main aid proposal.
But I thought what I should do is.
But you can be as conciliatory as you want, and or understand. I understand that. But I wouldn't say publicly anything about the bombing. I would say.
No, no, I agree. I just wanted to get you a sense of it. But what do you think of my giving a very positive account of the terms?
Oh, absolutely.
Claiming that they were a
tremendous success. Damn good agreement, absolutely.
And why haven't we signed it? Is it so good? Because there are a number of problems.
Right, because we want, because the important thing about an agreement is It's not that it's made, but it is one that can be enforced. And here, there were a lot of technical points, a number of which President Chu raised, but which were only technical, which we had to work out in another meeting. And we're prepared to do that. The board will come to the conference table with that saying, when do you think they'll negotiate? Well, your guess is that it probably will take a
Couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. I had looked at it, and you would say, perhaps a couple of weeks to come back here. Well, the battle's never changed, too.
But
it's all right. Let them blow. We expect them to do something.
Well, what I think it does, Mr. President, has the great advantage of enabling us to get the plan out. So we get the benefit of the plan. After all, they are saying there is an agreement. We are affirming, yes, there is an agreement on these points. But at the end of any agreement, you get into questions of nuance.
Interesting, right. You get the question. Well, you could say, why don't you piss on the Laos agreement a little, on the State Department, and say, look, we made an agreement, for example, in 1962 on Laos. It wasn't buttoned down enough, and the president has insisted that this agreement was made with the best of intention. This agreement be buttoned down in every respect. We're insisting on the details. Why don't you put it that way?
Absolutely.
That's a good one. It wasn't buttoned down enough, and we've been in a long war in Laos ever since.
And I can say the Secretary of State yesterday started consultation with the Canadians and others who were going to be on this commission in order to be able to, so that we could move rapidly.
You say the important thing is not making the agreement, but having the machinery set up which will keep the agreement so that this war doesn't break out again. We do not want just a temporary peace. We want a permanent peace in Southeast Asia for the long-suffering people of North Vietnam, South Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos. Good. Piss on the Laos agreement. Let's say this was made with the best of intentions, but it wasn't buttoned up enough. And as a result, there's been a war in Laos ever since. And the president, his instructions have been all along, this must be a buttoned-down agreement. That's why it's taking more time.
But what I thought it would be best to take the position with Hanoi to give them a chance to climb off is to say, obviously, the end of the war is a terribly traumatic experience for people on both sides who've been fighting for 10 years. We are certain that when Hanoi looks at this thing in the proper perspective, they'll recognize that most of the road has been traversed.
And you can also say certain that the government of South Vietnam, too, once you feel that.
That's right.
Right.
That both of them will do.
Well, that both sides have problems with this. That's it. You say an agreement, this is an agreement which is not going to be totally satisfactory to either side, because it's one where both must live and let live.
And I thought, I would say the president has asked me to say this. The president will not be stampeded into an agreement until all the provisions are right. He will not be deflected from an agreement when all of its provisions are right.
That's right.
So this left both sides on.
Great. Then you could get in, if you could, the Conway's suggestion that I have been constantly in touch with this and on top of it.
But I'll mention your messages to
the member. You might have that line that you know that you don't know when the president is getting his sleep, because, you know what I mean, because these things come in the middle of the night. Now, this is quite true, because they don't always.
But my point is,
it's a very nice little touch, so that they'll know that we're on top of them again.
Right. And I'll mention your messages to them. Now, I think I'll be very confident.
Right.
Take great credit for you for the agreement.
Right.
Defend the agreement.
Okay.
But say there are some points that have to be clarified.
What are you going to say? Well, did the peace group, the fact, is that the thing that really brought this agreement about?
I will say the gentleman could pay what the peace group recommended is what this agreement is all about.
Right. Well, you can also say, you know what I'm
talking about. You see, you're in the strong position morally. In fact, what I think I will do is I'll call Hedley Donovan this morning, because he went all over me a few weeks ago saying, don't make the agreement before the election, it's against public morality.
Sure, he's afraid it helps the election.
Yeah, he put it on the ground that it will tarnish the agreement. We carried out what you.
You have done Buckley, you have done Hammerstein, that you've been able to reach anybody else on the right. Well, make your reading, but remember, you look up the right way.
we can turn this into a tremendous plus.
Well, I do too. I do too. And incidentally, if it runs through the balance of the election like this, that's all right. Everybody knows the God's answer is going to be second.
Hell, we got an agreement, but it's totally.
Yeah, I picked up the times, so I don't think it came out of the state, I think it came out of Paris.
I think the French probably did.
Yeah.
Because there are nothing accurate in there.
There is.
Too, yeah.
Good luck. Unfortunately, that's unfair. Well, one thing about this game, Henry, is we all know you never can predict how it's going to come. You ever read the account of the Battle of Pannonburg, the first one?
Yeah.
You know, or better, the Battle of Lemberg. How do you pronounce it?
Lemberg.
The Battle of Lemberg was one really where, and Pannonburg too, where it was more a question of neither side really knowing what the other was doing, fearing that the other had more forces than he had. And it all came up because, not because they planned it that way, but because they took advantage of opportunities when they came.
Yeah.
Really true. And the big hero, Pannonburg, didn't happen to be Pannonburg, or it happened to be Francois, you know, the Hoffman was the time for the man's Francois.
But this is a big orders
and went out and kicked the ship out of it. You see what I'm pointing?
Yeah.
So we disobey a few orders now. That's a worry about it. Now, don't let anybody bother you. This is important for you.
Right.
And incidentally, you know, let television cover you.
What do you think?
I would. Where are you going to do it?
I don't know.
Let's take 1 minute on that. I think that doesn't bother you, doesn't it?
No,
you prefer not. Well, I'll tell you that for television is bad here. The get cigarette. See, if you did it in this room, there's no problem because they're going to have to just there.
Thank you.
course, with tape and all and so forth, it's much the better place, because your cameras are so much better than in the East Room, and I want him to be on camera today.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll do yeah. You guys said it 15 minutes.
11:30. Fair enough. You want to let
you're ready, the closer to the 11, the better, it makes us seem more natural.
Okay, well, that's 11:15.